Scott, would you like to do the introduction to the show?
Sure.
Good, thank you. I hate pressure.
He's the Polycast.
I'd probably roleplay a little bit more if it's single player. If I lose, who cares? No one saw it.
Looking for top 10 tips to get started in Civ 4. And tip number one.
Don't buy Civ, get a life.
Other games that aren't Civ.
Ooh, I like this.
That sounds like a perfect new segment. Why Civ is better than 20X.
The chat log is also great if you meant to send an in-game message to someone, but you sent it to everybody, and it's fun to review those.
Oops. Let's all dogpile this guy. Oh, wait.
All other players will disregard those remarks. They didn't say it.
God, Barracks never build walls. What kind of BS is that? Come on.
Or the opportunity to take advantage of this bug if you are aware of it.
So I shouldn't try this when we play tonight?
I'm going to.
You are both on notice. I'm watching you. Argument being that a child would try to imitate something that they see in a first-person shooter, which is more a problem because it's something that was some planning and particular access they could pull off, whereas going for a world domination or conquest would be a little bit more difficult for them to practice in real life. Actually, when I saw that was a random event, I know what Philip's going to think of that.
Like, I come to mind immediately.
A lot to be said for this idea, especially since I brought it up.
My idea is more awesome than yours.
You're so loud, your entire neighborhood hears it after losing a game of Civ, unlike when watching a game of your favorite college football team on TV.
Yeah, that one's not true.
Is still Polycast's most frequent guest co-host.
Poor man.
I like the scientist and the female spy, because the scientist would be like, we're a little bit behind in technology, sir. Why don't we get the spy to go steal some for us?
She was so into me.
You mean she was two-timing?
Oh, man.
Give us a little soundbite of that swearing there, Mackie. You don't swear nearly enough on the show.
Oh, golly gee, I can't believe that just happened to me.
No, that's the Canadian swearing.
No, hold on. I read this the other day. Unless you say fact after it, it didn't exist. So you got to say this third fail. Fact.
Is that a new internet rule?
You dream about Civ? You're alone there. Yes. I've never heard of something so crazy.
I'm backing away from the microphone now.
Uh-oh. I think I might be one of the crazy ones.
If you were invited to come back onto the show, would you? Wow, that's...
That was a question. Troy, that was a question.
What was the question?
Hello? How do you say that?
Makalua.
Makalua, whatever.
Whatever.
He's carrying on the tradition of not pronouncing it right. Yay.
The cat here in this story would like to call into the show and tell
Somehow I'm guessing they don't listen to this.
While Philip puts his microphone on mute while he rants, the rest of us are talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
A good game of Civ never gets canceled after 10 episodes due to low viewers.
Talk about introducing animals.
Introducing animals. Hi, lion. This is dog. Dog, this is lion.
How was segue?
Hello, tiger. This is bear.
That's right. That might be one of the best opening lines from a guest ever. Isn't it? 2009, civilized communication at civcom.net.